This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The universal appeal of the DJV program, I say that lovingly. Yes, we're going to be happy, happier than you have ever imagined, listening to your friends on the DJV program. And so I, as Doug Steffen, am the leader of the pack. Jennifer is a leader. Victoria's leader. We're all leaders. Jay Kirshner is a leader. We're here to lead you out of the wilderness and into the bright light of reality. So let's spend a minute talking about what the verdict in this case means for the other police officers. We've been so focused on Derek Chauvin. Now that he's been convicted, what does that do? Is that good or bad for the, can't be good for these other three police officers, right?
Yeah, you get would think, right?
Yeah. Brass tacks, yeah.
I think probably, I mean, the way that I understand it, there are two rookie, more rookie officers, I think, and then there was another senior officer who had similar status to Derek Chauvin, who'd been on the force for a while. So I would imagine that that officer probably sweating today, definitely. I think one of the rookie officers had said something and was totally, you know, kind of brushed off by Chauvin, which is really what I think, you know, ultimately led to his conviction anyway, is the fact that there's testimony that he never, you know, that he didn't check in on him or that he didn't provide CPR. I think there would be fewer, I think the criticism would be less had he tried to get him life-saving intervention rather than and playing it off as kind of in using his training, but he didn't call for intervention. I think when one of those younger officers had asked if he wanted intervention, he brushed him off. So I don't know. I think
EMT also offer to help, right?
Yeah,
wasn't there testimony from a female?
Yeah. Yeah, she was off duty. She was just out, I think, for a walk or a jog. And she had asked if she could help, and he brushed her away, too. So that's... You know, I think it's not going to be good for any of those three officers, but certainly I think maybe more grace will be given to the rookie officers because they were listening to their training officers.
And maybe that should be the case. So the Republicans have unveiled a police reform bill. Who's looking at it critically, Jennifer, and what does it contain?
Well, it's not new. This is Senator Tim Scott's bill that he unveiled and tried to get passed last year, and no Democrat would support it. In fact, they used the filibuster, that much-hated, dreaded, racist filibuster. They used that against the black senator from South Carolina who was trying to pass police reform because they didn't want it to be seen as a win for Trump. So much of the legislation that was brought up by Republicans last year was sort of swept under the rug because, including infrastructure, because Democrats didn't want to give Trump a win during an election year. So, unfortunately, this is something that could have been in place that stops things like the chokehold and that provides a set of federal standards for policing. But, you know, no one could come to the table and help pass it. So I think Republicans bring it up again as a way to say, hey, we have something here. Let's move forward on it. But I doubt the Democrats will be interested in it a second time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now the Biden administration taking steps to protect our electricity system from cyber attacks. There's a new 100-day initiative that puts the federal government together with private industry. This was announced by the Energy Department this week, encouraging owners and operators of power plants to improve their capability for identifying cyber threats.
They have to. Think about how many stories have we done in the Tech Report over the last month or so where water treatment plants have been hacked into and dangerous chemicals have been, you know, have been elevated, the levels of those chemicals have been elevated into the public drinking water. Luckily, in all three of those cases, that someone at the plant discovered it before it made it into someone's kitchen. But that was such a close call, and basically just by chance, you know, someone looked up at their screen and saw the mouse, the pointer, moving around the screen and knowing it wasn't them. I mean, but by chance, they happened to glance up and see that. We can't live like that and have people poisoned. No. Yeah, I mean, the Russians are hacking all into money all of this. And the Chinese, too, probably.
Yeah, the Russians and the Chinese.
We've identified the Russians.
And what are we doing to get into their face, though? That would be what I would add. Shouldn't the administration be getting into
the
Russians?
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of sanctions now that we just put on Russia because of all the hacking.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, that wasn't enough, not to play the what-if game, but that was not enough when Trump did it for Democrats. Democrats went after him and said there needs to be more, and I think the criticism on Biden is and should be the same. There needs to be more. Biden has not called out Russia for Navalny. He has, you know, the sanctions are the sanctions, but what about words? What about what matters? And also, what about finding the connection between China and Russia and the money that's being filtered from China into Russia? That is what's going on. I mean, for those people who think that it's just Russian hackers all the time, I've got news for you. That money for that comes from somewhere, because the Russian economy is garbage.
Well, it's North Korea.
Not
it's,
good.
Yeah, it's their...
Well, the economy in North Korea is not so great either.
Well,
it's
no,
Chinese
it's hacking.
Money.
They have
it's Chinese money.
Right, but
money.
Hackers from North Korea are allowed to live in China, on mainland China, as long as they're hacking for the Chinese government.
Chinese.
So there's a whole lot of that involved.
All of our friends.
Russians, too. Russians are hacking, and then they're getting paid to do it. Like Jen said, it's not like the Russian economy is great. So the hackers are being paid. They're like hired guns. And it's just, it's a whole big spider web.
Let's bring it back to America here, where lawyers are helping the New York Assembly investigate Governor Cuomo, whether or not he ought to be impeached. Apparently there are several hundred tips now from dozens and dozens of people, various agencies that point to him being a lech, basically. So where do you go
from here? Well, it's not
here?
Really just, it's not really, it's not that. It's really more about the nursing home scandal, coronavirus.
Stuff.
Yeah, but the sexual harassment stuff, that's really kind of the lowest on the totem pole there of what they're trying to get him for.
Should it be?
For.
Yes, it should be. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff. It's very possible that, 10,000 people, 9,000 people died in nursing homes because of his policy. That is a mass murder to the greatest extent. And so, you know, I think that as far as a toxic work environment goes, yes, that is something to investigate. And I think, honestly, I think that those claims came out when they did as a distraction away from the nursing home scandal, because that is so serious. It's so serious.
Well, who would have planted them, though? Why? Who's benefiting? Cuomo didn't benefit from them.
Oh, I absolutely think it's the Democrat Party in New York that is allowing this stuff to happen.
Why? How do they
right
benefit?
Now? Because they don't like Cuomo.
Oh, okay. So
Cuomo. No, okay. So for the liberals in New York, and I don't mean that. Well, actually, let's say the progressives in New York, because Andrew Cuomo would consider himself a liberal.
Wingers.
The progressives, the left wingers who are looking to get rid of him. They used him as a tool last year because he could speak out and he was tough on Trump, and they propped him up for that. But as soon as Trump is out of office, they don't need to prop him up anymore. So they don't want to go down for that nursing home scandal, because those same policies that Cuomo used were used in New Jersey, they were used in Michigan, and they were used in Pennsylvania, all states that have Democratic leadership. And so they don't want the story to be about the nursing homes, because they don't want to put other governors in jeopardy, like Murphy in New Jersey or Whitmer in Michigan, who's already got her own set of problems. So they want that to go away so that people don't investigate that in general as a policy, and they would rather it be taking him down because, oh, he's gross, he's a pervert, he's, you know, a sexual predator, essentially.
Because
you can explain that away.
Well, the other stuff is with the testing, because New York State, in the very beginning, when we started hearing about, you know, the saliva tests weren't accurate, they were less than 50% accurate. So what New York State did, which was smart, they created their own test that was 99.9% accurate. So the testing, and so he's also being accused of giving preferential treatment to his family and cohorts, and how people got access to the early coronavirus testing. He's under scrutiny for that as well. So there's a lot there that's more than just, you know, sexual harassment and him being, you know, just an old perv.
All right, here's some good news. Those of you who are Dodgers fans, there's only one of them here, but at least we have one.
Victoria's a Dodger fan.
How do you figure that?
Oh, really? She's got a hat.
I have a hat.
She likes the Dodgers.
That makes you a fan?
Well, yeah.
Really?
I was super stoked when they won.
Yeah.
Really? I wasn't. Okay, so anyway.
I wasn't. You know, I'm a big baseball fan.
I know. You're such a huge baseball fan. Live or die.
Who's pitching for the Red Sox tonight, Dougie?
Yeah, Doug, come on. Give us a sports report.
Mario Lebrono is pitching.
Oh, right. Okay.
Is that from the time machine?
The Dodgers are offering fully vaccinated fans their own section in the game. Is it a better section? Do you get better seats?
No, okay, this is whatever whatever idiot sits in this section, you guys are being played. So here's what's happening. This is so stupid. Right now, if you go to Dodger Stadium, it's limited capacity, and you have to sit in pod seating. So that means if you can come with a party up to six, and you kind of sit by yourself. They provide space around you on all sides. So to me, this is like winning the lottery. Who likes to be packed into a stadium seat with, like, gross people next to you sweating and spilling beer on you, right? You get your own protected spot. You can sit there. There's like, I mean, it seems like the golden time for
it's
me
like
to go to Dodger Stadium.
Without the
yeah, box. there's no traffic going in and out. You've got people around you. These jokes at Dodger Stadium, they're like, you know what? More people are getting vaccinated now. So if you read into the vaccinated section, it's one section in Loge. It's like, so that's a little higher up. It's like $140 a seat. It's way out by the opposing team's bullpen. And it says in there, you won't be separated. But so you get to, like people want to sit next to other people. Who would want this? I would rather spend my $120 on a seat that has, like, fresh air around me, not, like, some yucky person.
Smell. I mean, like, you sit next to somebody who hasn't washed their jeans in 2 weeks.
You don't get to choose.
You know that smell.
I know.
I'm happy I don't know that smell.
Let's go to the border for a minute before we run out of time.
The jeans that walk by themselves.
What's the latest this week from the border, Jennifer? Do we still have an emergency? Duh. What is going on?
Depending on who you ask in the administration, I would call it a crisis, yes. And the Arizona governor...
It's a situation.
Right. They call it a challenge. The governor of Arizona, Ducey, came out yesterday and said that Biden needs to get off his duff and declare a national emergency at the border, that he should deploy the National Guard because Border Patrol is being overrun. Even the administration will tell you the Border Patrol is being overrun. They're asking for volunteers from the State Department and from different branches of government to go and sit on the border just to provide additional bodies. So I don't think it would be a bad idea. I think that the Biden administration wouldn't like the optics of having to deploy the National Guard to fix a problem that they created back in January. But it does make sense. The National Guard would help at least, you know, stop, at least provide some order and less chaos at the border. I mean, you still see these images of people dumping children over the wall or leaving kids out in the middle of the desert. It's just, it's a bad scene, and they don't have enough personnel to deal with it.
Nope. All right. Pretty damning. So there's only a few things going on, folks, for us to talk about, as you can tell by listening to any portion of the DJV program. How about we talk now about your nose, N-O-S-E. Are you a nosy sort? Do you have a nose that works? Whether I'm not talking about nosy, sticking your nose into your next-door neighbor's business. What I'm suggesting is that you understand your nose is your first line of defense against pretty much everything that's in the air. Some things creep in through your eyes and maybe your mouth when it's open once in a while, but really your nose is where most of the bacteria, the pollution, the allergens, viruses, all that stuff passes through your nose into your body, and it makes you sick. So you want to keep your nose clean. You have the opportunity to get proper nasal cleansing easily thanks to the Navage system. Cleans out all the nasty stuff that's in your nose after you wake up in the morning and you kind of, what's that stuff up in my nose? Well, you clean it out with the Navage and wash your hands and wash your face, brush your teeth, clean out your nose. That's the way to do it. For a healthier, better you, go to Navage.com, backed up with a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. When you buy the Navage, it's just going to work, or you get your money back, and it will work. We all know it works wonderfully well. Check it out for yourself. Order 2 online at Navage.com.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those notes need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
schools are opening, kids will fill those school buses, classes, gyms, and lunchrooms. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, treats and friendships, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. Sharing that with family could be deadly. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school, whether private or public, with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com. Or call 503-585-5582. That's 585-5582.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
At the hour now in the DJV program. I bet you want to know what's trending. Most of the things that we talk about here in the program have some relevance, hopefully. Otherwise, why are we going to talk about them? Some have more than others. It's kind of like a chapter from 1984. Was it that or Animal Farm, where all pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others?
Is that Animal Farm
or is that 1984? I don't remember which one.
I don't remember that being part of 1984, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Animal Farm. Anyway, so the essence of what's going on here, trending information, trending stories, we try to keep on top of it in lots of different ways, and that's what we've set aside 5 minutes every hour, look at some of the trending things, including something kind of strange about Mrs. World. Sounds like Mrs. Potato Head. We'll get to that right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, Sir Jay. What's the story with Mrs. World? Who even knew there was still a Mrs. World and that she had a crown?
Well, yeah, never mind. I didn't know Mrs. World was even a thing until a few weeks ago when this whole story kind of started, where the current Mrs. World, 2020 Mrs. World, snatched the crown off of Mrs. Sri Lanka's head when she was
like
named
actually
the winner.
Physically snatched,
like physically,
off her head.
Yes. I mean, they do bobby pins, so it like was this whole awkward thing of this clip, and she's trying to pull out all the bobby pins, and she ends up getting arrested because Mrs. Sri Lanka filed assault charges. Well, now the newest update is that the current Mrs. World has decided to resign. She has handed over her crown with what? Like, I tried finding this information online. I don't even know how much longer she would have had in her title run before the next one took over. But she's turned in her crown, and the runner-up from last year, Mrs. Ireland, Kate Schneider, will now be Mrs. World 2020.
Good God.
Ireland, wow.
Like, we never hear real life, winning. Yeah, like real-life crown-snatching drama. I didn't know Mrs. World was even a thing.
I don't know. All right, so speaking of drama, you're very good, Jay, at creating drama around your headlines. The way you, no, the way you, why does everybody expect that I'm going to have to come up with something like that? No, dramatic. How's this for scary good? And then it goes on from there, the trending story about Paris Jackson. You want to, scary good, what is there about this that's good?
She is going to be in the second part of the miniseries for American Horror Story. The one's coming up, it's called Double Feature. We don't know. So the first one is going to be, it's one set by the sea, and then the second one is allegedly something by sand. So we know that Sarah Paulson, Macaulay Culkin, and Kathy Bates are still going to be in the first one. Paris is going to appear in, they said, at least one episode of the second portion of the miniseries, which will also star Emma Roberts.
Hmm. All right. Okay, let's get some fan comments. The officer who shot the girl with a knife, what are people saying about that?
Yeah, was it a last resort effort to save the victim? Was it poor training? Bob Cochran says, quick decision and quick, accurate shot that saved a life. They need to give him a medal. Susan Warren says, serious question, why do the police no longer try using a taser before firing a gun?
Amen.
And Gina Outgoing says, the officer saved a life. If it wasn't that young lady with the knife, it would have been the young lady in pink who was the victim.
Is that a real name?
The assault.
Gina Outgoing? You think that's her real name? Huh. To think about that.
No.
28 past the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store so.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Columbus, Ohio have released body cam footage and the 911 calls from the fatal shooting Tuesday of a black teenage girl. 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant was shot by Officer Nicholas Reardon. He was responding to a 911 caller who said there were girls trying to stab them. In body cam footage, one girl can be seen lunging at two people with an apparent knife, which is when the officer fired. Two other officers on scene gave Bryant medical attention after the shooting, and she was later pronounced dead at the hospital. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation has opened an independent inquiry into the incident. Several hundred people gathered in downtown Columbus Wednesday night for a vigil and marched to the Columbus Police Department headquarters. And President Biden is encouraging employers to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to offer tax credits to employers for the cost of offering the paid time off with funds allocated in the COVID relief package Democrats passed through Congress in early March. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As a majority of Americans have begun the COVID-19 vaccine regimen, there are many that are hesitant. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A little more than half of all American adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but there are still groups that are resistant to getting a vaccination, something health experts say will slow the country's recovery from the pandemic. Dr. Richard Besser is the former acting director of the CDC, and he tells CBS News that it's vital to find a way to direct targeted messages at the various groups of people who are still hesitant.
You can't treat them as one big block. You have to break it down and understand why different groups are not interested. So young people, for instance, have a much less interest in getting vaccinated than people who are older. And that may relate to having lower risk of having severe disease. So how do you reach young people with messages of when you get vaccinated, you help protect those who are older, who are at risk, who maybe can't get vaccinated. You help reduce the chances that a new variant will spring up.
A vaccine cannot cause COVID-19. No vaccine contains a complete form of the virus responsible for this illness. While their body builds immunity, it is normal for a person to experience minor side effects. Apple and Google faced an onslaught of accusations Wednesday from prominent app developers, including Spotify and Tidal, who allege that the large tech platforms have abused their dominance and harmed competition. In the Senate hearing, complaints surrounding in-app payments and app updates allowed the tech giants to choke off rival services. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to hug a tree. It's Thursday, April 22nd. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keenan and Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. Yes, for the past 50 years on this date, Earth Day has been celebrated by people not only here, but all around the globe. It's time to join together, it would seem, to promote awareness of the health of the environment. People view it as an excuse to wear green. I thought that was St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
Huh?
Except so, today doesn't involve a lot of drinking.
In the advice. Yeah. I think it depends on the circles in which you travel. All right, so anyway, how do we celebrate? I'd ask the two of you. How are you going to acknowledge today, if at all, Earth Day? What are you going to do, Victoria?
Well, if it warms up, because right now in New Jersey with the wind it's 28 degrees, but my plan
chilly.
Was to, do a beach walk and I pick up garbage.
Clean up.
Yeah.
That's really what the day is about. Clean up day.
If you don't, yeah, because if you don't, this is stuff that's already washed up onto the beach, and if you don't pick it up while, you know, the tide is out, then it's going to go right back into the ocean.
Is it an age thing as to whether people pay attention to this or not? I feel like a lot of youngsters in school are couched and
they're very aware
coached.
Of it now. Yeah,
yeah,
I see
this.
Little kids all the time on the beach, you know, picking up plastic straws and picking up garbage. And but it's interesting. I think it depends. Like, we live in a beach community, and we're protective of it. And you can see that. Like, you know who a local is and who a tourist is. Because if there's a plastic bag blowing down the beach, it's always a local running after it, you know, to go and make sure it doesn't end up in the water. So it just, you know, this is like our, you know, sort of our turf, and we're protective of it. And we have to be. Because
how
so many people come here and leave their garbage.
How about, Jay, your son Mac is now 8, 9 months old, right? 10 months
yeah,
old?
Yeah, 10 months old.
10 months old. So how are you going to teach him the value of this, given, well, I don't know what your values are, because you haven't been here before when we've had these conversations. So the value of Earth Day, the value of concern, the value of the environment,
Taking care of the climate change and each other. I think the biggest way to teach kids is to lead by example. Don't just tell them what to do, but let them actually see what you're doing. Don't be wasteful. If things can be reused, reuse them. Don't get trashed. I mean, we do drink bottled water occasionally, and I do like the great big jugs, and I pour them into my water bottles because we have really bad tap water around here. Yeah. And my husband and I actually want to look into getting one of those bigger systems so that we're not using so much of the jugs. But I mean, by showing that, throw your stuff away. If you see you're throwing something away at a garbage can and there's some trash around the outside of the garbage can, pick it up. It's like I was trained on the rules of Disneyland or Disney World, where you take care, you take pride in everything that you come across, and it's everybody's job to clean it up.
Sounds like a Sesame Street an episode of Sesame Street. I'm reminded of what happened 2 years ago this Saturday, when my grandson Miles and I were walking along the pathway where he'd just gotten his bicycle with trainer wheels. So I'd taken him to the park and he was riding around, and we came to a section of the park that had a pile of beer bottle cans. I mean, not cans, but the tops, you know, what do they call them when you take the lid off of a beer? I don't even remember.
The cap.
The cap. Okay, yeah. So the caps have been piled up in underneath a tree, underneath a table, actually, in the park. And so Miles looked at me and he said, "My family doesn't litter." And I remember he got down on the ground and he picked up all of them. He gave them to me. I put them in a bag, and then he counted them. He was just learning how to count. So I helped him count. It was 140, I think, by the time we were done. He was long lost after we got to 20, because at that point he didn't know much. He couldn't, you know, he didn't go beyond his fingers and toes.
He's like, "Gramps, I can only get to 10.
Yeah, but that was about it. So, but the lesson there was in not necessarily being preachy, because I can't stand that when people point their finger, but as you suggested, you learn by example. And so he and I talked it through. We spent a lot of time cleaning it all up. And that was a lesson in reality, based on the time of year that it was and where we were, and his having heard a lot about it that week. He was in kindergarten or wherever he was in school. That was the first year he went to school. So, you know, that kind of stuff isn't preachy. It is practical. It does seem to work. As long as it doesn't become as talking about it becomes the cause celeb rather than action. And that's where the leadership, you're going to learn from your environment. What your parents do, you're going to take with you for the most part. So in terms of Earth Day, you can focus on habitats. That's one of the words that I think is most noxious about all of this, because it's overused. But where the
habitat? That's a scientific term.
I understand, but it's
overused.
Going
back to biology.
Yeah, but it's overused.
Huh?
If you talk about where the animals live, that means more. Where do the birds live? Where do the turtles live? Where do the bees live?
Well, what are you supposed to call it? It's their
where
habitat.
You call it their home. It's their home. Huh. The habitat, it's become an overused word, at least in my neck of the woods, I think it is. I concern myself with wildlife. Yeah, you can chuckle all you want.
I'm chuckling because you're always complaining. As a former teacher, and I know you weren't a science teacher, but no. As a former teacher, you know, you like things. You can't even tolerate when someone says almond milk because it's not milk. It's not a home. It's a habitat.
It is a home.
Science.
It's where they live. Well, anyway,
it's their
habitat.
It's
overused
where they
term.
That's,
it's kind of like... the
God.
Community.
Help me,
you know,
Jerry.
You know, the black
Help me.
Why can't they both? We're both saying community. The same thing. Why does it matter? Yeah. Habitat, yeah. Home, almond
Let's
milk,
just
dairy.
Let's talk
milk.
About the real.
Oh, no.
God.
The real thing. So anyway, take a walk, go down a trail, maybe look around. Maybe this would get you started doing some things this weekend that you will continue to do, because sometimes you, especially if you have a younger child that's growing, you take the child for a walk and do that, and then it becomes part of, okay, let's take a walk. I'm very fortunate around where I live. I'm surrounded both in my home and at the farm by land that is either privately held as conservation land or publicly held by the state and the community, and I also am doing my part, if I didn't sound like too indulgent. I'm saving 114 acres of land that otherwise would have been developed. I think, actually, when somebody came to me from the city not long ago looking at the work that I do, because nobody else does it, to keep a lot of trails and fields open during the season on the farm, yeah, it's something that I have grown up around, that I respect, that I think is important, and I continue to do it. Who will do it after I'm not here anymore? I don't know. And I could say to be a jerk, it's not my problem, but it really kind of is, because if you work hard to make something work and then it all falls apart because you're not there, it
Can't
seems
you
like
put it in some sort of a trust so that
yeah,
it never...
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
so it'll be protected?
Yeah. Yeah,
you
no,
have
that,
done
that's
I mean,
what
years...
My,
I've only known you for 5 years, but you've done years and years and years of this work to try to protect this land and the farm and the
right.
habitats that are included there. So I would hate to see those habitats be destroyed.
Okay, right. So now the state senate in Idaho, there's a committee there that there are more Republicans than Democrats in Idaho, so I suppose that's who controls this. They are they're allowing the state to hire private contractors to kill 90% of the wolves that are roaming around Idaho. The Senate Resources Committee voted 6-2. None of the Democrats voted for it. The bill includes some other changes to cut the wolf population from about 1,500 down to 150. There are too many wolves in Idaho, apparently, and they are attacking the cattle, the sheep, the farm life, and the wildlife. And I can understand how they think, because that's their livelihood. I don't know.
1,500,
I mean,
taking them down to 150 wolves?
They'll get back up if they leave an equal amount of female and male wolves. They'll their population.
Do you really
will
think they're
going
to scientifically do that?
I don't listen.
I doubt it. This sounds like this is open season for hunters. So go ahead,
right.
Shoot whatever you want to shoot.
Go get the wolves.
Yeah.
I think there's a bounty on them out there. Some states have that, depending on you know how much of a problem it is. Here it's coyotes where I am. There were no
coyotes. I feel
around.
Like I'm discriminating here totally, but coyotes I don't really care about. But wolves need to be
right.
protected. And I'm laughing at myself for saying that,
Good
but
enough.
Yes, that's how I
uh-huh.
would say it.
Right. All right, coming up in a moment, something important has been eliminated in New York City or New York City, depending on how you like to. My daughter, that's where she started when we the first trip we ever took to New York. It became New York City. And I've kind of always held on to that just for fun. It's 43 after the hour on the DJV program, just for fun and your information. We have our daily download, our podcasts every day, and the trending stories are usually the important drift through all of it. And the download today has a focus on Johnson & Johnson vaccine, certainly part of our discussion all week long here. And then Ted Nugent, we talk about him testing positive for COVID. And other things, Britney Spears, legal bills, all that sort of thing. General potpourri of conversation as to what in the real world people are talking about from here to there. It's all part of our daily download. You'll get it at the download. Well, it's the place you go to listen to the program after hours as well. DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, Victoria, because you're a Ms. Techie, a couple of techie stories. Phone scammers have swindled a 90-year-old woman out of $33 million.
$33 million? Wow.
$33 million.
I could have helped her spend that a lot better than the scammer. Right.
And the technology accolades go to the folks at NASA, because this week that Ingenuity helicopter made its first flight. Again, remember, this is a 4-pound craft that's on the surface of the planet Mars. And in a 20-second period, there's a signal that goes from the Earth to this helicopter, and it flew. It's just beyond, I mean, how do you even figure this out?
It's thinking about cool footage. It looks like a video game. It looks fake.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But think about it. 1903 was when the first Wright Brothers plane took off. And from that point to this, 117, 118 years, we can do this? How about them apples? And they're going to do more of these flights over the next month or so. Something to be proud of. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Half the hour now here on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is here, our movie moments person, to examine American culture from the point of view of what we like to watch on the screen. And we're going to do some close examination of that right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Now, it may be, if you are a Batman fan or a Jack Nicholson fan, you actually do recognize this music, which is from a Batman musical. Somebody someday will do that, though, Chucker. Somebody's going to do Batman the Musical on Broadway. What do you think? He's
I'm here
what,
for
he's
it.
Speechless, huh?
Yeah, no, I said Adam West would have been really good in that one. I don't know if they'll do that in 2021, 2022. But anyway, Jack Nicholson, his birthday's today. He turns 84 years old today. That was a music to Batman 89, where he played the Joker dancing to Prince's Party Man, one of my all-time favorite sequences in a motion picture. Believe it or not, I said to you off air, Jack Nicholson has only had actually 79 acting credits, but his movies are so iconic and his roles are so iconic. Right. Five Easy Pieces, One Flew Over the
Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah, he distinguishes himself in each of the movies that he has been in, no matter what. China, The Syndrome, Chinatown, right. China Syndrome was Michael Douglas.
The coronavirus movie.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, look at his biopic, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining, which to me is one of the greatest movies of all time on a big screen. Batman 89, he cut a deal with Warner Brothers to get participation in profits of toys, and he made himself over $50 million for one movie.
Uh-huh.
Chinatown, A Few Good Men, The Departed, As Good As It Gets. I was telling you off air, he had a part in the original Little Shop of Horrors back in 1960. I screened that movie a few years ago, and when he came on screen, I never seen the movie before in its entirety. You say to yourself, he's so weirdly over the top in that movie. He was an unknown. How did this guy ever become a major player in the business? But he clearly did. And great talent.
All right, I just got an email from my AAA membership. And whatever, they must be reaching for things to talk about or write about, because today they have a roundup of the best road movies. And I was looking at that, and I was thinking, what an interesting category. It really is.
It is an interesting category.
Yeah.
What they put?
Well, you know, they have the Bob Hope and Bing Crosby movies. They have a movie with Clark Gable that was fairly, It Happened One Night. Claudette Colbert was in that.
I would think more like Wild Hogs or, right?
Wild Strawberries, 1957. Mad World, 1963.
Yes, exactly.
Easy Rider,
my favorite.
69. Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
Would Midnight Run count as a road movie?
Midnight Rider?
Midnight Run. Yeah, okay.
It would. I think it would. I understand the list here.
Yeah, I think so.
Blues Brothers, National Lampoon's Vacation, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Planes, Trains, Automobiles. Yeah, Midnight Run, 1988. It's here. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
So, but it is a category. And it brings up, Thelma and Louise, another one. Brings up the focus on personality and character development that was so much a part of the movies until we got CGI and technology and all these stupid monsters that are created. It just, there's nothing to this stuff anymore. In the, I suppose, the good old days, when you went to see Rain Man, you actually came out of the theater thinking about something other than, you know, some monster eating up another monster. That kind of stuff. I don't know.
I don't disagree with you. I think the movies like that are not made anymore. Not by studios. Some, you know, mostly by independent filmmakers who have much lower budgets to work with than Barry Levinson did with Rain Man.
Little Miss Sunshine. Remember that?
Greatest role.
I thought Little Miss Sunshine was a
great movie. Yeah,
that was a good movie. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It really is. You know, there's all that. And of course, you'd like Zombieland, Chuck. I know that. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.